This is Hash It Out with Jay.
Hash It Out with Jay is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness.
Thanks for downloading Hash It Out with Jane. I'm your 38-pound tattooed host, Jane Hash. On this episode, we're going to talk about an organization's mission to replace trauma-focused imagery with positive and realistic imagery to represent people with disabilities. Apparently, I'm not the only disabled person who gets pissed off when there is a really great and positive article posted about a person with a disability doing something awesome, and then the accompanying photo is a person sitting in a wheelchair wearing a neck brace with tubes hanging out of every orifice. That is some bullshit, okay? Some people with disabilities do go through periods where they may look pretty jacked up, so to speak. But who looks like a runway fashion model right after they sustain a serious injury? Nobody. That is trauma-focused imagery. Those images do not represent the person. They exploit that person's trauma. Not cool. Fortunately, Rebecca Torres and her organization called Backbones have a solution. An imagery revolution, you may say. Make yourselves comfortable, because after this brief message from our sponsor, Rebecca Torres of Backbones will join me to elaborate on what she's doing to promote positive and realistic imagery to represent people with disabilities. Then we'll wrap this episode up with some talking heads.
You already know that you can be making additional income by selling items on eBay, but do you know the inside secrets and tips that will allow you to achieve your maximum success? If not, you need personal instruction from eBay certified expert Robin Hyatt. Robin is one of 38 people in the world trained directly by eBay as a certified eBay education specialist. For over 10 years, Robin has coached eBay sellers, helping them generate hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales from the comfort of their own homes. She can help you too. Robin offers her affordable consultation services on site, online, or by phone 7 days a week. Act now and learn the secrets of eBay success from certified eBay business consultant Robin Hyatt. To find out more about how Robin can help you start making money on eBay, visit her website at auctionsalestraining.com. That's auctionsalestraining.com.
Rebecca Torres, thank you for hashing it out with me today. So tell me about your organization.
The organization is called Backbones, and we do a one-on-one peer support for people with spinal cord injuries after they've been injured and paralyzed, so they have someone to talk to and to be able to relate to after their injury.
Is this a nonprofit agency?
Yes, it is a nonprofit.
And how long has it been together?
It started in 2009. Well, technically 2008. It was just kind of getting started and figuring out what we were doing. But we actually became a 501c3 nonprofit in 2009.
And what is the way that you play within the organization?
I was the founder, along with my sister and a friend, of the organization, and currently I am the executive director.
And you have an exciting project coming up.
Yes, I'm super excited about this project.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called Reinventing the Wheel. It has been something that's been in the back of my mind forever since we started Backbones. Basically, what happened was I was looking for images for our website and looking up stock photography, and everything I saw was just horrible. Like, made people look really sad or ill, or I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Like,
absolutely. Yes, I do. Like, makes us look like sick patients.
Right. So it was either that or it was people with their arms up in the air in the sunset and, you know, in their wheelchair and trying to be really inspirational, you know?
So basically just totally unrealistic photos.
Right. And I said, well, we need something real because this isn't what life after an injury or life with a disability is not what it is. And we ended up hiring a photographer who helped us take some photos that we could put on our website. And then, but you know, this still was something in my head, like we need better images out there because that's how people are going to start changing their views by, you know, an image can do a lot. I thought of doing a book and maybe publishing a book. And then I started talking with people and it turned into an event. And then now it's a touring photo exhibit. So what we've done is we've taken 22 photographers from around the country and paired them up with 22 people with spinal cord injuries from their areas. So we have people in Boston, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, Salt Lake City, just all over the place.
Any of the people photographed, people that we might know from the media or...
Some people, some of them are, you know, people with spinal cord injuries that are well-known, people with disabilities. Others are not so well-known. So we got a really good mix of, you know, also of level of injury, of different backgrounds, ages, and activities that they're into. So it's a really good mix of people.
So what are they doing in their photos?
Basically what we had... the photographer do is, the photographers is, we matched them up and they followed them around and sort of did like a day in the life type of thing. And you know, they went with them to different activities or events just to capture what was important in their life. And some people, you know, are younger and they're in school. Others are older, have children and families. So it was a really, a big range of things that are captured in the photos. And so also the photographers all come from different, you know, they each have their own story on it, like why they were interested in the project, and their styles are really different. So it took me a while to match people because I wanted to make sure everyone meshed well and got along and, you know, and came up with something really, really awesome. And I feel like everyone's been really happy with the results.
Who are some of the photographers that have participated in this project?
Let's see. We have, from San Francisco, we have a guy named Alan Myers. We have someone, all these people's names. Kyle Lemire from Chicago. We have Prentice Danner. He's in Los Angeles. So we just have people all over, I guess. We have 22. It's hard to remember everyone's names.
Of course.
But they're all amazing.
So this is a traveling exhibit?
Yes.
And where is it at now? Or did it start yet?
It hasn't started yet. It starts June 29th. And it starts in Chicago at the National Museum of Health and Medicine in Chicago. And it'll be there. It'll be an opening day. What's cool about the one in Chicago is because they're all going to be up on monitors. They have 22 monitors there, and it'll be on exhibit. The museum is actually not opened yet until 2015, but they're currently doing private exhibits, and they'll be showing all through August and September as well. And then it travels to Portland, Oregon, and it'll be at the Mercy Corps headquarters, their education gallery. And from there, we're going to L.A. and New York next year. So we don't have venues there yet, but I'm looking, and I've been talking to different people in different areas. So I'm hoping to get a really good spot.
So are you looking to book it in other cities as well?
Yeah. I feel like if this goes well and we're able to get a good momentum and some funding, we can bring it to different cities. We've We've got a couple people in Boston who really want us to take it there, some people in Salt Lake, and then in Austin as well. So I'd love to be able to take it to as many cities as possible and be able to reach as many people as we can.
Would this be something that if a campus, a college campus, was interested in hosting the exhibit, would you consider that option?
Yeah, definitely. I really like the idea of partnering with institutions that have, you know, education as part of their mission, because that's what we're trying to do, educate people. So, you know, that's who I would like to partner with.
And is this also kind of a fundraiser for the organization?
It is. Well, all the events that we're doing, we like the open, we'll have an opening day, and then you know, have like a ticket price, and all the money raised from the ticket prices will go to funding us to go to the next city. So people need to come out and see it.
Absolutely. And is there a website that people can go to purchase these tickets?
Yes, it's www.backbonesonline.com.
And there are still tickets available?
Yes, there are.
That's awesome. Is there anything else about this event that we have not covered that you think everybody should know?
I just think it has been a really awesome project for me and for everyone involved. And I think that it doesn't have to just, you know, I feel like everyone will be able to relate and connect with it in one way, whether you have a disability or not. So it's very it touches on human ability, not disability. So
it doesn't focus on the suffering clinical aspect of our lives. It seems way more realistic.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Thank you for doing this project. We need more positive images out there, because a picture does say 1,000 words.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
I agree.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Glad I can help spread the word about your event. And let me know what your next exciting event is, and we'll plug that too.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for hashing it out with me.
I
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.